So I'm going to read Colossians chapter 2, 01833, just reading verse 6 and 7. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." So those are the verses we're going to look at this morning. I'm just going to take a moment to pray, and we'll ask God for his help as we look at his word. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can come so freely to look at it together. Lord, we need your help as we look at your word to understand it, that our eyes would be open to see the truth of it, that our hearts would be changed so that we would want to live in light of it. We pray now for your Spirit, that he would come and so fill us that we would listen to your words and take them into our hearts, and that we would live them out as we live for you. Lord, please use your word this morning to teach us and to help us. We pray for your help, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning is all about thankfulness. It's our Thanksgiving service this morning, and we've had a chance to give thanks to God for the things that he's done in our lives, that we can recognize it. But trees seem to be a bit of a theme this morning. What an amazing tree here. Didn't realize this would be here. So we're going to talk a little bit more about trees just for a second. Does anyone know what an ent is? Anyone who's read Lord of the Rings, maybe? No?
A walking tree.
A walking tree. This is an ent. In Lord of the Rings, it's a character who is a tree, but they walk. They shepherd other trees, and they walk around these mystical characters. Well, I was reminded of these guys, because as we've been thinking even this morning about the tree planted by the streams of water, that these are trees that walk, walking trees. Trees that are rooted, trees are normally rooted and planted, and they normally grow, but these trees walk. Now, hopefully this will come to make a bit more sense as we go through our passage together, as we think about this idea of walking trees. Well, in verse 6, we can see that Paul is encouraging his readers to continue their lives in Jesus, to continue living for him. Those who'd received Christ Jesus as Lord, he writes to them, having received Jesus as Lord, those people who are trusting in his death for sins, those people who believed in his resurrection, those who've been baptized and part of the Christian community, Paul is saying, keep living in him. Those who'd come to trust in Jesus and now followed him together with the community, Paul is saying, keep living in him. Just as they had received Jesus as Lord, to continue in him. Now, this phrase that we see in our Bibles, to continue to live in him, literally means, the word to continue to live is walk. It literally means walk in him. Maybe your Bible even says that. Some translations do put it in as walk. It says, "So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, walk in him." And it's this phrase, walking in Christ, that we're going to think about a bit this morning. What does it mean to walk in him? We might say something like, "Oh, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?" That's a phrase that we use. Essentially, you say all of this great stuff, but can you follow through? Can you really do what you're saying? Well, you've now come to trust in Jesus. So now walk in him, walk in his ways, journey with Jesus, following him, obedient to him. Have you received Christ Jesus as Lord? Well, if you have, walk in him. So what does this walking in Christ look like? How is it worked out? Well, from this passage, it looks a bit like this. Walking in Christ is walking in thankfulness. We see that in this passage, to walk in Christ is to walk in thankfulness. A life that will result in overflowing thankfulness. We see that in verse 7, the last part of the verse we read, overflowing with thankfulness. And this morning we're going to think about different parts of this thankfulness. Firstly, we're going to think about the roots of thankfulness, and then the fruit that is thankfulness. So we're going to keep going with our picture of a tree. So first we've got the roots of thankfulness. The thankfulness that we walk in as Christians, as we continue to live in Him, has roots. It has foundations. There's reason behind why we're thankful. And those roots are what enable us as well to be thankful. Just like the roots nourish a tree, our roots nourish our thankfulness to God for what He's done. Look at verse 7. There's this phrase, rooted and built up in Him. Here's this image of the tree. Now, we've already been told to walk, but now we find out we're like this tree, rooted and built up. These walking trees. That passage we read earlier in Psalm 1, thinking about the one who's like a tree planted by streams of water. He's the one who delights in God's law, who meditates on it day and night. This picture in Psalm 1 is of this person who is planted as a tree beside the water, being nourished by God's word and living in God's ways. The tree planted beside streams of water is a perfect place. It'll be nourished by the water, and as people who trust in the Lord, we're rooted in Christ. He's our source of stability, of sustenance, of growth. And it's the firm truths of God's word that we're rooted in. God's unfailing, unchanging word of who God is and what God has done. These are the roots of our thankfulness. As we realize how incredible God is, how He entered our world, a broken and sick world, to bring people to Himself. We learn in His word that God is creator, that He's sustainer, that He's provider, that He's savior. God's precious word is like that flowing water beside the tree. The roots that go down into the water are roots that go down into His word as we remember what God has done. Being rooted in God's truth, we have a secure and firm foundation. And that's when we grow. The tree beside the water grows because it has life. It has water. This phrase goes on in verse 7. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith. More pictures of growth, being built up, being strengthened. Think about this tree growing as it's nourished by God's word, nourished by the water, rooted firmly in the Lord. That tree can then grow and grow and get stronger and stronger. And so with us, we're being built up in Him and strengthened in the faith. Growing in our love for Jesus, for who He is and what He's done. Growing in our understanding of Him, in what His life and His death and His resurrection, what that means for us, how that will apply in our day-to-day lives, growing in our understanding of who He is, growing in our obedience and love for His ways, that we'd be people who would want to meditate on His word day and night, that we would love His law, that we'd love the way that God does things, that we would love that. And we would want to walk in that. That we'd grow in the knowledge of His word, the truth of His word, that we would grow as we're nourished with these roots going deep down. Now it's interesting to see who is the one doing the rooting, the building, the strengthening. Now I don't know about you, but grammar can be a boring thing. But it can reveal to us sometimes clues that we might miss on the surface. Clues about what's going on or who's being spoken about or who's doing the action. Well, all of these words, the rooted, the building, the strengthened, these are all passive verbs. They're being done to us. They're things that God is doing in our lives. He's rooted us in Him as we've come to faith, and He's building us up. He's strengthening us in the faith, in Christ. God is at work in us, having rooted us, and He's building and strengthening us in His ways. He's the one who's busy at work by His Spirit, growing and tending to us like a careful gardener, wanting His garden to flourish and to grow. And these are the roots of our thankfulness. It's on the basis of being rooted in Christ that we will be thankful. We've received Christ. We're rooted in Him. We're being built up and strengthened in the faith. This is where our thankfulness bubbles up from. Our place in God's family because of Jesus, what He's done, what He's continuing to do, and all that's ahead in store for us. And it's on the basis of what God is doing that we're enabled to be thankful. So we have reason to be thankful, but He actually enables us to be thankful. By His Spirit at work in us, He gives us the strength to be thankful. If you would come and receive Christ today, if you'd only see how amazing God is, what His Son has done for us, what wonderful joy can be yours, and He'll start that work in you too. And as you begin to walk in Christ, you'll begin that journey of walking in thankfulness. Paul is writing here to the Colossians to counter false teaching. He mentions it in verse 8. He talks about this hollow and deceptive philosophy based on human tradition, not based on Christ. But we're reminded by Paul that we are rooted and being built up in Christ. The firm foundation that's Jesus, and it's the basis and the roots of our thankfulness. As we receive Him, the roots of thankfulness will be established. They'll begin to grow. So walking in Christ is walking in thankfulness. So if we're rooted and being built up and strengthened, and if this is the work that God is doing in us, if this is what He's doing in our lives, then what do we do? What is our response? Well, our response is thankfulness. Read the rest of verse 7 with me. So rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Our response is thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. And this time the verb is active. It's an active response that we have to what God has done. We're overflowing with thankfulness. Walking in Christ is walking in thankfulness. Okay, so back to our tree. So if our thankfulness has roots that go deep down, and the tree is growing and getting stronger and stronger, then the fruit of the tree is thankfulness. So the roots that go down and the fruit that comes out is thankfulness. That is our response to God, what He has done and what He is doing, and we're thankful to Him. And there's this beautiful phrase, overflowing with thankfulness. This image of a cup that's being poured into and it's overflowing. Have you ever tried to be cheeky when pouring someone a glass of water or a drink? Maybe you're at camp or church weekend. You thought you'd be clever and you'd fill up the glass as much as you could, right to the brim, without spilling it. Or maybe you've gone to wash the dishes. You started the tap, but then you got distracted. And you come back and you see this beautiful bubbling water flowing all over your kitchen. Or maybe you remember when the Bandon River was so full of water, it overflowed its banks. That's how our thankfulness needs to be. It's like we're filled up to the brim with God's goodness, with all that He's done, with all that he is, and we're exploding with thankfulness. We just can't keep it in. This image of the overflow, it's an image that's a bit out of control, isn't it? We can't quite control that moment when the glass pours over. Or the water in the river has got so high, it overflows the banks and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it. Well, I think our thankfulness needs to be a bit like that. We just can't help it. We can't keep our thanks in, even if we tried. That we would be so full of thanks to God. As we remember who we are, what God has done, what God is doing, and what is in store for us in the future, our cup overflows. There's that image in Psalm 23 of this cup that is overflowing because of God's goodness. We look back, we look around, we look forward, and our hearts should overflow with thankfulness. Now that sounds all well and good, but that's not really our experience, is it? My thanks is normally more of a trickle, or maybe a gentle spring on a good day. But we begin to dry up, don't we? The wells of our thankfulness, they get dry. We begin to dry up as we begin to lose sight of our wonderful Lord. As we take our eyes away from who he is, away from what he's done, how he's caring for us, how he's with us, how he's providing for us. When we fail to fill up on his word, when we don't drink in the fellowship that we experience in our church, our wells of thankfulness just become dry. Our eyes fall away and our attention is taken elsewhere. Think about our tree again. What happens if we take away the stream? What happens if we bring up the roots? Well, it'll shrivel up. It'll die. The fruit will die. It won't produce fruit anymore. It'll stop growing. Any fruit that had been there will soon be gone. We need to remember our roots in the Lord and his work in our lives. And we need his Spirit who strengthens us, who reminds us of what God has done, and who causes that spring of thankfulness to bubble up within us. Because our attention gets grabbed by all sorts of things. By material gain, by our jobs, by relationships, by sports, and our eyes get taken away from the Lord. But our attention is also grabbed by tragedy. It's grabbed by death. It's grabbed by sickness. And Paul is one who encourages his readers in a different letter in Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, not that he's encouraging his readers to give thanks for all circumstances, because we know that so much evil goes on in this world, but in all circumstances, we look to him, recognizing his love, his presence, his control, and we can still overflow with thanks, even though our overflowing might be accompanied by tears as well. That we overflow with thanks for what God has done for us. So what does this thankfulness look like? What does the fruit of thankfulness, we've said this word a lot this morning, what does thankfulness look like in our lives? Well, I think it'll look something like this morning. People coming together, publicly declaring thanks to God, giving thanks back to him for what he's done. I think it'll look like a heart that is grateful for what God has done as we go about our days. Whether we're in school or in work, we're in the supermarket or at home, that we have hearts that are thankful to God for big and for small things. Hearts that recognize what God is doing and being thankful to him for that. And when we struggle to be grateful, when we struggle to be thankful in our circumstances, we can be grateful that he's with us, that he knows our pain each step of the way. I think this thankfulness will look like a pattern of returning thanks to God for what he's done, publicly like we've done, or and privately as well. Speaking about him to others, how grateful we are to God for what he's done. Speaking to him ourselves, Lord, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I think thankfulness will look like a life that enjoys God's gifts. Now, I was trying to imagine the sort of present I might want to get. So I imagine you were given a birthday present. I was given a birthday present. I got a guitar. Imagine you're given an amazing guitar. Or imagine whatever you would love to get as a gift. And you said, thank you so much. But then you left the guitar in the corner and looked really nice. It was a great addition to the room, but you didn't enjoy it. You didn't play it. You didn't make the most of it. Well, that's not real thanks, is it? Someone might say, well, Tom, you're being really ungrateful. You're not even enjoying this good gift that you've been given. Well, I think thankfulness will look like a life that enjoys God's goodness. Not just recognizing it in an academic way, thinking, I have lots of nice things. God has done lots of nice things for me, and I need to say thanks to him for that. But enjoying deep down what he's done for us. Enjoying the peace that we have through Jesus. Enjoying the benefits that we have in life, the provision God has given to us, our families, our friends, our food, all that we enjoy as we enjoy them, as we savor them, because walking in Christ is walking in thankfulness. It's one of the characteristics that defines the Christian life, a life of thankfulness. A life of thankful response to God, love, and obedience to him. And thankfulness reminds us who's in control, who we're dependent on. When someone gives you a lift home and we say thanks, we're acknowledging that we were dependent on them for bringing us home. When someone makes us a meal, we say thanks because we acknowledge that we were dependent on them for providing that meal for us. We're thanking them for it. And by thanking God, we're acknowledging that he is the one we're dependent on. As the one who's the giver of life, the giver of all good things, we need him. And by saying thanks, we're showing our dependence on him. And he is delighted to bless us. This fruit of thankfulness happens in our own as we live out our lives. This fruit is an individual thing as we live out our lives day by day. We need to be thankful. But these words that we see here, the rooted, the built up, the overflowing, back to the grammar, these are plural words. These are plural words that happen together. They happen in community. We're not to be isolated, thankful people. Think about those Ents in Lord of the Rings. The individual trees walking around the forest. That's not how we're to be. We're not to be lone rangers, thankful people dotted around. We're to be a community of thankful people walking in Christ. A community of people where thankfulness bubbles up and overflows. It oozes out of us, and we couldn't stop it if we wanted to. As together we remind each other of the roots of thankfulness, together we will bear the fruit of thankfulness. So then we might say, walking in Christ is walking together in thankfulness. As we walk, as we continue in him, having received him, that we would walk in him, living lives together, that our lives walking in thankfulness. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you teach us and help us to see a right response to you. Lord, we're sorry for times where we disregard your goodness, where we overlook all that you've done, where we forget how great you are. And Lord, I pray that you would stir up in us this overwhelming thankfulness, this overflowing thankfulness that is rooted in Christ, that is firmly based in him and on his word. And Lord, please bring that thankfulness into our lives, that we would bear that fruit, that by your Spirit we would be a thankful people. Lord, let it well up inside us, that we would return thanks to you, that we'd be thankful people, living for you, enjoying your good gifts. So please, Lord, do that work in us by your Spirit. Change us where you need to change us. And we pray for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.